Chapter 10. In Paris, in Love. That evening, Fabrice took Linda out to dinner, and then to a bar, where they did not dance but chatted all night. She told him about Uncle Matthew, Aunt Sadie, Louisa, Bob, Jassy, and Matt. Fabrice seemed very interested. In the taxi on their way home, she refused again to visit his flat. And outside the hotel, she held out her hand to say goodnight.
See you tomorrow, Fabrice said, and got into the taxi.
The next morning, while Linda was having breakfast, the telephone rang. It was Fabrice.
Hello, hello, good morning. Are you having breakfast?
Yes, Linda replied.
Is it good? Fabrice asked.
It's wonderful, Linda said. Are you having your breakfast?
I've had it. I must tell you that I like very long conversations in the morning, Fabrice said. And I know English people don't like talking.
What English people do you know? Linda said.
I know some. I was at school in England, in Oxford.
No! When?
1920, Fabrice said. When I was 9 years old. Maybe I saw you in the street. Linda was silent. As I said, English people don't like talking, Fabrice laughed.
You're wrong. I love chatting. It's my favourite thing in the world. And you'll probably stop talking before I do.
They had a long and very silly conversation until finally Fabrice said,
Now, you need to dress. I'll come and collect you and we'll go to Versailles.
Linda had always wanted to visit Versailles. When they arrived, she remembered a story about two English ladies who had seen the ghost of Marie Antoinette in the gardens. Fabrice thought the story was boring.
Tell me a better story then, Linda said angrily.
I will, and this story is true, Fabrice said. My grandmother was very beautiful, and she had many relationships all her life, even when she was quite old. A short time before she died, she was in Venice with my mother, her daughter. One day, they saw a little pink house, and they stopped to look at it. They rang the doorbell, and a man answered. He said that nobody lived there now, but that he could show them the house if they liked. So, they went inside and into a room which had three windows and white and blue walls. It was a lovely room. My grandmother seemed strangely silent and stood staring at the room for a long time. If there is a small gold key in that cupboard over there, then this house belongs to me, she said suddenly. My mother looked in the cupboard, and there she found a small gold key. My grandmother had had a relationship with someone who had given the house to her years and years ago when she was young. She had forgotten all about it, but the house belonged to her.
Fascinating, Linda said.
And the house now belongs to me, Fabrice said, touching Linda's hair. I would take you there tomorrow, but...
But what?
Linda said. But we must wait here for the war, Fabrice said.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the war, Linda said.
Yes, let's forget it. Your hair is very bad, Linda, Fabrice said, laughing.
You don't like my clothes, you don't like my hair, And you think that my eyes are small. Then why do you keep taking me out?
There is something special about you, Fabrice said.
Don't you have other things to do? Linda asked.
Yes, of course, Fabrice replied.
Do you have friends?
Yes, many. And you?
When I was married to Tony, my first husband, I had many friends. It was my life. But then Christian didn't like it, and he stopped me going to parties. He was very serious. But since I've been in Perpignan, I've become more serious myself.
Everybody is becoming more serious, Fabrice said. But whether you are a fascist or a communist, everybody needs friends. But you cannot be with your friends when you are in a relationship, as you won't be able to give everything to the relationship. So, that's why I'm not seeing my friends.
Oh dear, Linda said, because I'm going back to London tomorrow morning.
Ah, yes, I had forgotten, Fabrice smiled. That night, Linda was woken by the telephone. It was Fabrice.
Hello, hello, Fabrice said. Were you sleeping?
Yes, of course. What's the time?
About 2. Do you want me to come to the hotel and see you?
That would be very nice. But what about the people working at the hotel? They might be shocked.
Ah, Linda, you're so English. I think that they know what's happening.
The next day, Fabrice moved Linda into a flat. It was very beautiful, large and sunny, with enormous windows. Linda was very happy and spent the next few days sunbathing on the floor for hours with no clothes on. Linda thought about the other women that had lived in this flat. She knew that Fabrice would never tell her about them, and she did not want to know. In her bath, before dinner, Linda thought about Aunt Sadie. She knew that Aunt Sadie would not be happy with this situation. Her mother hadn't liked it when she left Tony for Christian, but at least Christian was English. Also, Linda had married Christian. What would Aunt Sadie think of Fabrice? He was a foreigner.
Are you married? Linda asked Fabrice at dinner.
No, Fabrice replied.
Why not?
My fiancé died.
Oh, that's sad, Linda said.
What was she like?
Very pretty.
Prettier than me? Linda asked.
Much prettier, Fabrice said.
She died 15 years ago in the autumn.
And what was her name? Linda said.
Louise, Fabrice replied sadly. I often visit her mother, who is still alive. She's a wonderful old woman.
For the first time since they met, Fabrice became quite emotional. Suddenly, Linda felt very jealous. So jealous that she felt ill. It was then that she realized Fabrice was the great love of her life.